All right, we are back on the record in a formal case 1137, and we will resume with Washington Gas witness Roberta Sims. Yes, and let me indicate we have detected there is a problem with our video and audio being synced. At least those people who are watching it remotely and watching it on the on their computers, there is a lag between the video and the audio. I don't know if that's showing up here or not, but it is with broadcast. So we're testing that, and people are watching it. We may need to stop again if it's because it's like a two-minute delay. It's not very strange. So we are going to watch that. We worked on trying to fix it during that break, and we will let you know if we need to stop again to get it fixed. With that, I will return to People's Counsel. Are you ready now for your cross-examination?
Yes, Your Honor. I just wanted to confirm that we have distributed all copies to the parties, and all copies for the commission have been filed. Thank you so much for the brief recess.
Good morning. My name is Anjali Patel, and I'll be asking you a few questions on behalf of the People's Counsel.
Yes.
Please turn to page one of your testimony.
I have it.
Okay. At lines 20 to 22, you state that in October 2014, you were named the Vice President for Rates and Regulatory Affairs. Is that correct?
Yes.
And immediately prior to taking on that job, you held the position of Vice President for Regulatory Affairs and Energy Acquisition.
Yes.
Is that correct? Since both positions contain the title of Vice President for Regulatory Affairs, am I correct that when you shifted jobs, you retained the responsibility for that area of company operations?
Yes.
And what does regulatory affairs encompass?
As you'll see in my testimony beginning at lines 23, my responsibility includes coordinating and providing overall direction for regulatory matters in the district and Maryland and Virginia in the areas that we serve, as well as FERC activities.
Okay, who holds the job that you previously held as Vice President for Regulatory Affairs and Energy Acquisitions?
The responsibility for energy acquisition and issues related to energy acquisition is now held by Mark Lowe.
And just a little bit earlier, you said that your responsibilities include planning and directing rate cases. This means that you play a role in deciding when a rate case will be filed. Is that correct?
I play a role in putting together and organizing the rate case once the financial indications are that we should file a rate case.
And when you say the financial indications are that you should file a rate case, does the company prepare an analysis of the expected costs of the proceeding as compared with the anticipated benefits that would flow from a rate proceeding?
I would say we have a general idea of the cost of litigating a proceeding, both our costs as well as the costs of the commission and the cost of the consumer advocate. And so we have a general idea.
But you don't perform a formal analysis, is that correct?
My group does not.
Does any other form an analysis?
I don't know if any other group specifically performs an analysis of the potential cost of a rate case. Again, we have a general idea of what the cost will be based on previous proceedings.
Who makes the decision to file a rate case?
The decision to file is really a decision that's made by a number of executives within the company, again, based on the financial position of the company and of the the District of Columbia operations. And so based on the numbers, frankly, and based on other considerations, a decision is made by, as I say, an executive group.
And is that, when you say the company, do you mean Washington Gas, the distribution company, or Washington Gas Holdings, the parent company?
I mean Washington Gas Light Company.
Did the company rely on any outside consultants to advise it when it files a rate case? Or when it when it's deciding to file a rate case, I apologize.
In deciding to file a rate case, we may rely potentially on financial experts, but in my knowledge, or at least as far as my position is concerned and my group is concerned, we do not file, we do not hire outside experts to help us make that decision.
And are you aware if any other group hires outside experts to make that decision?
To make that decision, no.
So outside of the financial information, what other types of information does the company typically gather before deciding whether to file a rate case?
Well, we look at the timing. We look at other activities and jurisdictions, whether there is a lot of regulatory activity in other jurisdictions. But ultimately, the primary driver would be the financial results.
And who at the company compiles the financial results and these other potential drivers?
Well, there are a significant number of individuals that are responsible for determining what the financial results are. Of course, we start with the per book information. There are rate making and other adjustments that are made, but all of this is reflected in the quarterly earned reports that we file, the earned return reports that we file with this commission. And so those reports, frankly, give an excellent indication of the financial position of the company on a rate making. So it's that type of analysis that's done on a regular basis that gives us an idea of where we are in terms of our DC operations and whether or not the need to file a rate case. Again, it's that type of financial analysis that guides us.
Okay, please turn to page 5 of your testimony.
Yes.
You introduce here the company's witnesses and the issues that they will be addressing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do any of these witnesses listed here report to you?
If you turn to page 6, to answer your question, yes. Mr. Wagner, whose name reports directly to me. And if you turn over to page 7, line 4, Mr. Lawson reports to Mr. Wagner, who reports to me. So those two witnesses, based on the list that appears...